Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off, as I always do, sincerely. I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. Okay, he's back. And I'm excited. I am trying to uplift and be a little bit cheery. Not sounding so, you know, so surly, so early in the morning. Just real quick, just to give you a feel of what's going on, I mean, in the Northeast, I mean, I think we're getting ready for a heat wave. Everybody keeps talking about this heat wave, and it's upon us. Everybody's been moaning and groaning about the weather, and now all of a sudden, be careful what you wish for. All right, be careful what you wish for, because when it comes to fruition, you'll be like, okay. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it. It's you know, it's golf season. It's pool season, barbecue season. It's summertime. I put something out a little earlier, and I said, you know, welcome. I welcome it with open arms. I'm excited. You know, family and some good friends and hanging out. I mean, what does it get any better than that? Yeah, I guess when you retire, then you can do it whenever you feel like. All right. Been meaning to get back and put something out there for you guys. What happened is, let me just take a step back real quick. I have to say this. I've had a busy week, an emotional week, I must admit. I didn't think I was going to feel that way, because I had some shows that I put in together and I wanted to put out for you guys, just to give you something to think about and, you know, challenge you guys to, you know, be the best that you can be, as I always do. But just taking a step back for a second, this was an emotional week, and I didn't think it would affect me the way it did. My son graduating from high school was definitely a melancholy moment. I thought about the fact of, you know, from the time he was born until he's now huge, and having him walk down an aisle, it kind of got me a little soft. Well, you know, I was sitting there looking at my son, and I mean, I wasn't boo-hooing or nothing, but I definitely got a little welled up there, and I let him know, and I could see it in his face too, you know, the whole anticipation of moving into young adulthood. You could see it on his face, and then he could see in my face the emotion and his mother's emotion and the few relatives that were allowed to come to the graduation. It was interesting. And then couple that with I had a childhood friend who we hung out, and our families knew each other. His mother went to school with my mother, and he has since moved on. He passed away, and that was emotional, which I didn't think would affect me the way it did either. I mean, I had my parents have since moved on, and I was emotional about that, and I thought that was it. But this guy kind of stirred up some old memories, and as I was standing there, you know, in line for the final viewing to bid him farewell until next time, I got a little welled up, and I was really surprised. I was like, wow, I didn't think that would happen. And I'm not ashamed to admit that, you know what I mean? I mean, you're human. We can't allow ourselves to live under this umbrella of hiding our emotions. I mean, I believe this sincerely. If you're feeling something, you know, then at least express it. You have to. You can't hold it in. And I did that for so long as a young man, you know, and, you know, that whole cliche, you know, there's no crying in baseball and men don't cry and all that. That's a bunch of BS. You got emotions, man. You better let it show. And the people that love you will love you more for it. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you got to go out there and cry at every little thing. Please don't do that. You know, and then it becomes a little scary. But, you know, that's where I was this week. So, it's been an emotional week. So it's kind of slowed me down from putting some stuff out. But I'm glad I'm back. I have some irons in the fire that I'm going to put out. But I wanted to share that with you. And it's been a tough week. So I want you to think about this, too. I want you as a person, and you know my mantra, and you know how I feel about things, is, you know, think about yourself and how you feel, and don't hold back. If you have emotions and you have feelings, you know, just let them out, you know, in the right context. I mean, don't destroy stuff and break stuff, but express yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, and again, please, I'm telling you, take it from experience. If you have people in your life and you love them, I mean, you better tell them. And I know it sounds philosophical, and I'm no, you know, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, any other, you know, spiritual leader. But I am compelled to tell you that if you get the opportunity, one-on-one, just tell them you love them and mean it. You're in the right place. You know, and that's what it's all about. So, anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent and get all, you know, misty-wisty. But anyway, so backtracking, my son is on his way. He's moving on to the next journey in his life. And I tried to sit back with him. Again, part of that emotional journey that I had today is that I explained to him, I said, listen, you know, it sounds all cliche. I get it. You know, we all say it. The sky's the limit. You can be whatever you want to be and all that. And that's great. It really is. But you gotta tell them the truth. That's where I'm at. Tell them the truth. And the truth is that you're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to, you know, it's a roller coaster. You know, you might not hit that mark. You know, and on the way, you're gonna have some pain. You're gonna hit something. You know, you there's something, a star that you were shooting for. You might fall short. But the point I'm trying to get to, that it's okay. That's where we're missing the mark. If we let them know that it's okay, and you just keep striving, and be persistent, you're gonna hit some bumps. So don't give him that whole rah-rah speech about it, you know, it's going to be easy breezy and, you know, smooth as glass. Please don't do that to yourself, to your children, to your friends, loved ones, whatever. There's going to be bumps, you know, and you prepare them for when they fall down, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep on moving. And I hope that's some good advice, you know, for myself included. You know, that's where I am. So, it's been an emotional week, and I keep saying that. But I think it's winding down. It's winding down, and I definitely want you to understand. I got some stuff out there for you. I'm prepared. I'll be all over the place. I'm just going to, whatever comes up, whatever's on my mind, I think that we need to share. What I want to share with you, I appreciate you know, the fact that you allowed me in your life for a few minutes. So I want to be entertaining, motivating, and pretty much just make you think. And that's my challenge every time we get together. And that's what's happening. So what else we got? I can give you a little preview. And it kind of falls into all the stuff that I was just talking about. And I was talking about to your family, your friends, your children. Here's the show, and I'm going to give you a preview before I let you go. It was on my mind all week. All right, so be prepared. Think about this to yourself until we get together again and you listen to what I have to say. And now, mind you, I'm not making any excuses. All right, so there's no apologies here. I know it sounds cruel, but it's a fact. I'm not apologizing, but I am telling you that the topic is, it's never too late. And just think about that. Right now, until we get together again, I want you to look at yourself, look at your life. Now, I'm not saying don't boo-hoo, I don't have a whole lot of money, I'm not in a job where I want to be, but just think about it. And the segue to that also is, it's never too late to start a new dream. It's never too late. And to couple that with, it's never too late to be who you were meant to be. Think about that. Never too late to be who you were meant to be. And I'm going to leave you with that because I'm ready. I'm looking at my notes. I'm looking at the stuff I got here. And I'm like, we're not doing a double show. I want to save you some. I'm still a little emotional about this past week. But again, so I'm excited about the weather here at the Northeast. We finally, summer has arrived. I've said it before because for a second there, I didn't know if summer knew where the Northeast was, but we've got it. And I'm looking forward to the family and friends and some stuff. So it's really looking forward. I'm looking forward to that. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, anyone that's listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I mean that sincerely, heartfelt, allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I don't pretend to be anything other than who I am. And I just want to say thank you. And please, 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 please take care of yourself and take care of your families. And just to sneak this in there, don't forget, when you get an opportunity, tell them you love them. And when the opportunity arises and someone is looking for a helping hand or just a little help, stick yours out. Look out for others. I know this one act will make the world a better place, and you will be a part of that. And it is also part of your journey to being the best that you can be. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. You have been listening to LBJ. I'm here and you are there. Take care of yourself. We'll talk again.